This is John Batchelor, conversation with Joseph Sternberg, my colleague at London, writing political economics for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. We turn to the news that Keir Starmer and the Labour are all rising, ascendant, future leaders of Parliament. The polls are 99% confident, maybe more than that by now. The puzzle, however, is Keir Starmer is big shoulders, solidly Tory-looking, though he is leading Labour. And Angela Rayner, who is rising in power as well, is called Red Rayner because she's seen to be in the left of the party with great working-class credentials. I do not believe she went to university, perhaps so. But in any event, Keir Starmer is everything you'd want in a Tory leader, and Angela Rayner is everything you'd want in a Labour leader. Not yet. And Joseph Sternberg explains why not yet and what we can expect from the next general election in the United Kingdom, which I'm told could be about the same time as the American presidential election. So a lot to ponder in the North Atlantic. Here's Joseph Sternberg, editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics. He's in London, explaining to me, a colonial, what Labour represents. More of this later.
Well, the complaint about Keir Starmer is that he is too much of a centrist. And this also is why Angela Rayner has come to play such an important role politically within the party, because she is much more on the left. So she does serve as a bridge between Keir Starmer and the further left reaches of the Labour Party. The issue is, though, that his centrism is the key to his success. And I've had this conversation with some of my own friends who are much further to the political left, who are complaining that Starmer isn't liberal enough. And I say, well, that's why he's so far ahead in the polls. So I think that there is going to be this aspect within the Labour Party of having to reconcile themselves to the fact that it is kind of a centrist country, a centrist electorate. And so the left wing of the party will have to prepare itself for some disappointments, because that's how Labour has to govern if they want to maintain electoral support.